Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Classic isn't necessarily a pejorative. Pejorative is a great word. I love using that when I teach. The cat, the owl, and the fresh fish. It's classic in both the classic way and the not-so-classic way. Let me explain. When you look at the art and the cat, the owl, and the fresh fish, it is gorgeous, man. It looks like the artwork that is from the books that you loved when you were a kid, the art that your kids are going to remember from the books that they love. It's got a timeless story that anybody can love. It's just great from the artistic perspective. You see it like, wow, this is awesome. But there's something about the cat, the owl, and the fresh fish that's not so fresh. And that's the fact that they used cursive as the font in the book. That makes the book feel classic in a not so fond way, because it's hard to read. Even I, as an adult, I was trying to read this to a group of kindergarten kids. I was having to look at words twice, because you never read cursive. It's not 1990, and I'm not at Food Lion writing a check. Whose idea was this to put cursive in such a great, otherwise perfect book? I don't know. Once you read it once, the kids will get the story, and kids may read it by themselves to practice cursive, just to look at the art, and they'll infer what's going on from the pictures. Ah, you just wish it weren't in cursive, though. The story is from Nadine Robert, with the illustrations by Lang Midas. And that's a great example where I tried to read their names, but it's in cursive, and I can't read cursive. It's like a different language. It's not, though. It's the cat, the owl, and the fresh fish. The illustrations are gorgeous. The story is great. The font is from another century.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.